Today, I'm joined by Siobhan Burke. She's with the Choice Sanctuary Campaign and Ice Free Capital District. Siobhan, welcome back to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be on the show again.
In general, what is happening with immigrant populations during this COVID-19 crisis?
Unfortunately, what's happening right now is that particularly for undocumented folks, they're facing all of the same risks of exposure and illness that the rest of us face, and they're not having access to the social safety net that American citizens are going to have access to in the coming weeks, and that some folks are already able to take advantage of, right? So for example, Choice Sanctuary Campaign was recently contacted by a family in which the parents are undocumented, and both of them abruptly lost their jobs in the last few weeks due to this ongoing crisis. And they weren't able to file for unemployment the way that most of us could if we weren't able to work. They're not going to be eligible for an emergency stimulus check because they won't be able to file for a tax return. In some ways, most scary of all, the eviction freeze that's currently in place in New York State doesn't really apply to them or to undocumented people in general, right? Because as is so often the case, their landlords know that if they violate New York State real property law and evict people without notice, for example, or without just cause, that those people won't be able to go to the authorities, because if they do, they could face detention, indefinite detention, separation from their children, from their families. And this is a really bad time to be detained because as we've been hearing more and more in the last couple of weeks, the conditions in immigrant detention centers that have always been crowded and unsanitary are really escalated risk in the middle of a pandemic. And so that leaves a lot of undocumented families in a tough spot. They're facing, you know, the same high unemployment numbers that the rest of us are, without much relief. So that is the problem that we're working to address in our, you know, small local way. We have several families that we're in contact with in an ongoing basis, and we also field emergency requests for help from folks that need it, either because they're being targeted by ICE or because they've lost their jobs and can't apply for aid. And so we're currently in the midst of a fundraising drive. We've got a GoFundMe that just hit the initial goal of raising $7,800, which is going to house and feed three families for the next couple months, and offer those three families the equivalent dollar amounts for the emergency stimulus aid that they should be eligible for if we had a federal government that was interested in immigration justice, which unfortunately we don't. And we've been receiving additional calls for aid, even just in the 48 hours that that fundraiser has been live. So we are going to increase the goal, and we're going to keep bringing in support and raising awareness about the challenges that undocumented families are facing during this crisis.
Great. Thanks, Siobhan, for that. The campaign that is launched right now is called the Immigrant Solidarity Fund Pandemic Response. And in that, you outlined three families. Obviously, you can't share their names, and you said that you met the funds for those three families and are going to expand it. Can you just tell us some of the stories of other folks that you're hoping to support with this Immigrant Solidarity Fund?
So one of the families that we've been working with over the last couple of years, you know, in some ways, like a really common story, right? The mother was brought to the U.S. as an infant. She actually didn't realize until she came of age that she was undocumented, because her parents had been able to get her some papers, a social security number that didn't get flagged, red flagged by ICE until she was well into adulthood. She has two children who are citizens. She went to school and has worked in the U.S. her entire life, is, you know, very much an American, and is now, you know, legally prohibited from working and is facing all of the economic threats, right? The housing insecurity, the food insecurity, and of course the legal insecurity that comes with that state of being undocumented. Together with another organization in the area, we've managed to keep her housed and to cover some of their living expenses. I think that their story highlights the real injustice of immigration policy in this country. There really is no legal pathway to citizenship for someone in her shoes. If she does the cost-benefit analysis on that, you know, it's clear to her that she doesn't have much of a choice but to try to keep her head down in this environment and hope for a more just policy in the future. And in the meantime, it's a struggle for survival. And so we're just here in solidarity with her, bearing witness and doing what we can to help with some of the expenses month to month and keep that family going. And there are just so many stories like theirs. We get contacted all the time by people in similar situations. And it's a problem that isn't going to be addressed with charity. And we think it's a really important distinction to make, right? Like, we do these fundraisers and we provide living expenses for folks, but the real work here is to raise awareness about the systemic injustice that they're facing and to work to, you know, elevate folks that are in these really tight situations and try to make it a little bit safer for them to exist in our communities while educating our neighbors about what we can do to be in solidarity with folks that don't have the same privileges that we do. And ultimately, we are going to have to fight for a more just immigration policy in the United States that recognizes the humanity of undocumented people and their right to exist in our communities without fear of persecution.
And Troy Sanctuary Campaign and ICE Free Capital District have been doing this work ongoing before COVID-19. And with this Immigration Solidarity Fund, this very specific mutual aid work that you're doing, how does that relate to the other mutual aid groups that are popping up in this crisis moment?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. There's a real synergy right now between some of the work that we've been doing and the work that's popping up around mutual aid responding to COVID-19. In fact, we're working really closely with the Capital District New York COVID-19 mutual aid group that has been receiving dozens of requests for help from folks all over the Capital District, ranging from, you know, people needing groceries delivered because they're under quarantine to people needing help paying their rent because they lost their jobs. I think we're seeing a situation where a lot of our neighbors are suddenly experiencing the kind of crisis situation that undocumented families experience all the time. And so we're seeing a groundswell of support rise up to meet those needs. And there are a lot of great opportunities for us to share some of the skills that we've developed in doing this direct aid work and really, you know, leverage that to scale up a little bit and start providing mutual aid across our communities. And I have a lot of hope and faith in the people in our communities to build our awareness of each other's needs and our solidarity with each other in these times that are really challenging and terrifying for everyone. Sometimes it takes that mutual existential threat to actually motivate folks to work together. And I think we're seeing that happen right now on a scale that I wouldn't have anticipated.
Siobhan Burke, if there are people listening to this interview that are interested in benefiting from the Immigrant Solidarity Fund, how would they contact you?
First, I would recommend that they check out Troy Sanctuary Campaign on Facebook. A lot of the requests that we receive are just, you know, through Facebook Messenger. So that's one way to reach out if you need help or if you can offer help. We can also be reached at troysanctuarycampaign@gmail.com. And if folks like need to ask for help and they're worried about keeping that request for help completely confidential, we can also be reached versus encrypted messaging on Signal, and you can download that app for free. And folks can reach out to Troy Sanctuary Campaign at 518-389-8789.